Hello, it's the 25th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Following the resignation of former Prime Minister Liz Truss last week, Rishi Sunak will now become the UK's new Prime Minister. He defeated Boris Johnson, who stepped aside on Sunday night, and Penny Mordaunt, who dropped out yesterday. Prior to the announcement, Richard Fuller, the MP for North East Bedfordshire, expressed his support for Mr. Sunak. He said, "I hope we will all come together to wish him well as he tackles Putin's invasion of Ukraine, the management of the debt burden from COVID, and as he sets out his vision for the country's future." Nadine Dorris, the MP for Mid Bedfordshire, who supported Boris Johnson in the contest, disagrees with Mr. Fuller. She said, "I think all hell will break loose. He's got no mandate to be Prime Minister of this country. I think it will be very difficult for him to sustain the pressure not to go for a general election." Bedford Borough Council, along with the Energy Saving Trust, will be hosting a Go Electric Showcase. The free event at Elstow Park and Ride on the 15th of November plans to present local businesses with an array of electric vehicles, including e-cargo bikes. Charging options and financial incentives will also be discussed. The True and Fair Party plans to challenge Nadine Dorris for her Mid-Bedfordshire parliamentary seat in the next general election. The political party, created earlier this year by Brexit campaigner Gina Miller, announced the candidacy of 63-year-old Alan Victor yesterday. Mr. Victor is a retired executive who, in 2019, previously ran as an independent. Dunstable-based Earth and Wheat, a subscription-driven wonky bread company founded by 21-year-old James Ead, has been recognised with a Sustainability Initiative Award. The company, created to reduce food waste, received the honour at the Bacon Industry Awards. That's all I have for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.